This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Blowback.
You train the puppy, you don't shoot the puppy.
Don't kill your dog.
Yeah. Now the governor is doubling down.
But has she blown her chance of being Trump's vice presidential nominee? Then, the gauntlet.
Shame on you!
The canyon of protesters outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And are these students about to be suspended today?
And call me stupid. She lost it after she was pulled over for speeding.
Can you believe she's the DA?
I've been humbled by my own stupidity.
Then,
how are you feeling?
The college professor accused of running over her cop boyfriend.
Why his death is tearing apart a small town.
Is she being framed?
Free Karen Reed!
And libraries under siege. They're supposed to be safe havens. But across the USA, lewd behavior, even violence.
How safe is your public library?
Plus, Dance Moms reunion. But why wasn't dance coach Abby Lee invited?
Have you learned nothing?
And Uptown Girl. Billy Joel serenades ex-wife Christy Brinkley 40 years after the iconic song. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. More than half of all American households have a dog. So if you want to be a national political figure, it's probably not a good idea to shoot a dog and then brag about it in a book. But now that she has, word is that South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has torpedoed her chances of being Donald Trump's pick for vice president. The backlash has been fierce, but as Amber Cagliano reports, the governor is doubling down.
The backlash against Governor Kristi Noem is growing today. The once high-flying Republican darling is facing widespread condemnation for shooting her dog.
This is reprehensible.
And she's bragging about it.
You train the puppy, you don't shoot the puppy.
In her upcoming autobiography, No Going Back, Noem writes that her wire-haired pointer, Cricket, had an aggressive personality and was untrainable. I hated that dog, Noem writes. She was less than worthless. When Cricket slaughtered the neighbor's chickens like a trained assassin, Noem reveals that she took Cricket to a gravel pit on her ranch in South Dakota and shot her in the head. The story is leaving pretty much the entire nation aghast. Puppy killer Kristi Noem goes this headline, cruel and insane goes another.
In America, there's one thing that brings everybody together. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yes, dogs.
Don't kill your dog. Yeah.
Veterinarian Dr. Andrea Tu tells Inside Edition that Cricket could have been trained to be a great dog.
What she should have done, honestly, was to be a little patient and to support Cricket through this.
Killing Cricket may have torpedoed Noem's chances of being named Donald Trump's running mate. She was a top-tier candidate, and now her rivals are pouncing.
This is a really, really good dog that needs a home.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis posted video of himself at a dog shelter cradling a puppy like a baby. And Arizona's Carrie Lake posted a photo of herself with her pug, Sushi.
I think she thinks Trump was going to think that this was, like, tough of her. He'll think it's bizarre.
Ryan Boosey, a Democrat running for governor of Montana, also has a wire-haired pointer. The breed is renowned for their bird hunting skills.
If you just give them exercise, they're well-behaved dogs.
Reacting to the uproar, Noem said today, I can understand why some people are upset. South Dakota law states that dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. I followed the law and was being a responsible parent, dog owner, and neighbor. It wasn't easy, but often the easy way isn't the right way. This dog owner is not buying it.
It's weak, cheap, mean, cruel. I don't understand it at all.
You may have seen President Biden delivering some zingers at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner, but what you probably didn't see was the chaos outside where the big names of Hollywood and media were confronted by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Stephen Fabian reports.
Wild scenes outside the Washington Hilton where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was taking place.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
High-powered guests, the biggest names in politics and media, ran a gauntlet of pro-Palestinian protesters as they made their way into the five-star event.
15,000 Palestinians, children killed in their homes.
Former Olympic champion Caitlyn Jenner posted this video of the confrontation. I will not be silenced by these cowards. A huge 40-foot-long Palestinian flag was draped from a top-floor window of the Hilton. Inside the event, President Biden launched zingers at Donald Trump.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Today, Trump is hitting back on his Truth Social platform. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was really bad. Crooked Joe was an absolute disaster. Palestinian protests continue on 22 college campuses across America. At Columbia University, the epicenter of the crisis, fed-up college administrators warned students at the campus encampment, if you do not leave by 2 p.m., you will be suspended pending further investigation.
As you can see, the student encampment is not going anywhere. The tents are remaining in place. Of course, the university says all these students could be subjected to suspension. But in addition to them, you've actually got hundreds of other students marching, showing their support from the outside of the encampment.
The students overwhelmingly, unanimously supported staying in the encampment until Columbia clears them out by force.
There were angry confrontations at UCLA when pro-Palestine and pro-Israeli protesters came face-to-face.
Take it easy! Take it easy!
The turmoil at America's universities is getting noticed even in Gaza. Signs in this refugee camp in the besieged city of Rafah say, thank you, students, for Columbia. But comedian Bill Maher had this message for protesters who blocked roads and bridges.
You have to be pretty dumb to think that the way to bring people around to your point of view is to make them late to pick up their kids from daycare.
Now some body cam footage of what's usually a routine traffic stop, a driver pulled over for speeding. But this driver happened to be a district attorney, and she didn't stop for the cop. She kept driving till she got home. And now that the video is out, she admits she was stupid.
There is outrage today over the actions of a district attorney who refused to stop when a cop pulled her over for speeding. Instead, she drove home and sounded incredulous that she was even being questioned.
Sorry, I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
District Attorney Sandra Dorley of Monroe County, New York, gets the police chief on the phone to try and intervene on her behalf as her nasty tone continues.
I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or
anything?
No,
I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job.
The officer sure sounds patient.
Can you stay over here, ma'am? This is illegal.
She passes the phone with the chief on it to the officer.
Ma'am, this is legal traffic stop. Can you please stay over here?
She's had enough and goes inside her house.
I understand the law better than you. Get out of my house.
Can you please go to the back of the vehicle?
I'm not going to.
She curses at him.
How am I being an
Pretty soon, reinforcement arrives. Today, D.A. Dorley is apologizing.
What I did was wrong. No excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions.
In her recorded statement, she blames her behavior on a tough work day and her husband's health issues.
I've been humbled by my own stupidity, and I'm fully to blame. I will make this right. I ask for your forgiveness.
We showed the video to former L.A. Police Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey.
She was over the top with the way she treated the officers so poorly, so unprofessionally.
I am the D.A.
Meantime, opening arguments began today in a murder trial that's dividing a community. This college professor is accused of hitting her boyfriend, a police officer, with her car and then leaving him to die in the snow. But as Jim Array reports, the defense argues she's being framed.
The murder trial of college professor Karen Reed got underway today to a chorus of supporters calling for her acquittal. They wore pink, her favorite color.
Karen, how are you feeling?
Awesome, she replied. Allison Hall is there.
Protesters are being ordered to stay across the street from the courthouse in Dedham, Massachusetts, in the murder trial that has divided a community and led to conspiracy-fueled allegations of a police cover-up.
Inside the courtroom, the professor of finance paid close attention as the prosecution laid out its case, alleging she intentionally rammed into her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, following a night of bar hopping. Surveillance video shows the couple at a bar embracing that night in January 2022. Later that evening, the professor dropped her boyfriend off at a party, being thrown by a fellow officer.
Prosecutors allege when she left, she intentionally mowed him down in a jealous rage over another woman.
This officer was the first to arrive on the scene and says he saw Karen Reed returning to the party house the next morning. Dash cam video shows Reed appearing to be frantic.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
Reed's supporters claim her arrest is part of a police department cover-up. Her defense says O'Keefe's injuries are more consistent with being beaten inside the house party instead of being run over by a car.
Karen Reed was framed.
There's no possible way that this man was hit by a car. No possible way. So it means he was inside the house, he was killed inside the house, and an obvious cover-up.
To date, the movement has raised $159,000, and it's continuing.
Police say they found pieces of Karen Reed's car taillight near O'Keefe's body. But the defense argues that this Ring cam video from O'Keefe's home shows Karen Reed pulling out of his driveway and hitting his car, and that's when she broke her taillight.
Why is an entire town divided over this one man's death?
Because really the defense has done a good job of painting a narrative that there is a police cover-up in this small town outside of Boston.
The trial is expected to last between 6 and 8 weeks. Americans of all ages love to visit their local library. But along with books, some libraries now have a security guard. Lisa Guerrero explains why.
They're supposed to be a safe, quiet place for learning. But across the USA,
put your hands behind your back.
Many libraries are finding themselves under siege.
Stop.
Fights.
You're under arrest.
Arrests. And deadly violence.
This is the library. Somebody is stabbing someone. Please come, hurry.
It's blood.
According to police records, here at the San Diego Central Library, there have been over 500 calls to the cops in the past year for reports ranging from drug use and theft to violent crimes, including a fatal shooting.
This must be a good, safe place to come to.
Shelly Jameson's son, Trey Walker, was shot to death right outside the library after cops say he confronted a man who tried to steal his friend's backpack. You can see the suspect running away in this surveillance video. He's pleaded not guilty.
A mother would think that the library is one of the safest places to be.
I mean, it's supposed to be, just like schools are, especially with armed security. It's supposed to be we safe?
To see for ourselves, we spent the day at the library. It wasn't long before we witnessed cops rushing to the scene of a suspected overdose. We also found plenty of homeless people sleeping there.
Libraries find themselves at the intersection of housing instability, untreated mental illness, and rampant drug use such as fentanyl use and methamphetamine use.
Kelly Clark's librarian wife was gunned down in 2018 by a man she had banned from the library due to disruptive behavior.
He parked his car in front of the library where he had an eye on the door. And as she exited the library, he followed her to her car and he shot her 11 times at point blank range.
He says librarians should be devoted to education, not law enforcement.
That's not what they trained for. They didn't go to school for that. That's not what they signed up for.
The San Diego Library tells us they have implemented several security measures, which include more security personnel, as well as mental health training. The mayor of one Florida city is weighing in on a video of a distraught Gisele Bündchen telling a police officer that the paparazzi have been unrelenting. As Les Trent reports, the mayor told him that it was unacceptable. He thought that the cops should have been more understanding.
Fallout today over that teary traffic stop involving supermodel Gisele Bündchen. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, is now criticizing the cop who pulled Gisele over.
It dismayed me. I, as the mayor, want our police force to stand up and say, I'm here to protect you.
The drama unfolded last Wednesday. Gisele says she was being followed by paparazzi.
I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a there's nothing I can do about that.
Nobody is talking.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
The mayor says, in his opinion, the officer should have done more to help the mom of two who was clearly in distress.
How should the officer have responded?
When someone is in distress and frightened, the last thing you want to tell them is there's nothing you can do about it. I would have preferred him to reassure her and tell her that she's going to be safe, she's going to be okay, and they're going to take care of things.
We'll be right back.
Next, Dance Moms Reunion. But why wasn't dance coach Abby Lee invited?
Have you learned nothing?
Then, here come the bridesmaids. Can you spot the superstar and Uptown Girl? Billy Joel serenades ex-wife Christy Brinkley 40 years after the iconic song. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fans of the show Dance Moms are celebrating as cast members come together for a reunion. But where is Abby Lee Miller? Was the hot-tempered coach not invited?
Dance Moms was a worldwide hit when it premiered 13 years ago. It followed aspiring young dancers, their excitable and overprotective moms, and a tyrannical teacher named Abby Lee Miller.
Shut your mouth, you cow!
No!
Get out!
Now those kids are all grown up and returning for a two-hour Dance Moms reunion. Allison Hall met up with them at the Broadway Dance Center in New York. The young girls were once household names.
JoJo! Have you learned nothing?
JoJo Siwa is now a pop star and was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. But if you watch the two-hour special on Lifetime, you'll immediately realize something. The show's polarizing star, Abby Lee Miller, is nowhere to be found. Published reports say several former students would not participate in the reunion if Abby did.
If I were to see her, I honestly don't know what I would say. I think I would have a lot of mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to run the other way.
Paige never saw Abby again after her mother got into a fight with her.
Get your finger out of my face!
Girls out the room!
I haven't seen her since the last fight with her and my mom when we left the show. That was the last time I ever saw her, which definitely went out with a bang.
The former castmates have a massive following on social media. Kalani has been praised for sharing her decision to undergo breast reduction surgery.
Something that I'm always talking about is like body positivity and change something if you want to change something. And this is something that I've thought about for a while.
They remain tight-knit. They've even all decided to get the same tattoo. Wonder what Abby Lee Miller would say about that.
Have you learned nothing?
Dance Moms, the reunion premieres May 1st on Lifetime. And when we come back, can you spot the bridesmaid who's also a major movie star?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One of the bridesmaids in this picture is one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Who is she? Well, here's a hint. Her movie broke all the records last year.
So who's the bridesmaid? It's Barbie herself, actress Margot Robbie. Margot is celebrating the wedding of her best friend in Australia. She put aside superstardom and was just one of the bridesmaids in this yellow slip dress matching the rest of the wedding party. And Billy Joel does Uptown Girl again. Years after the release of the hit song, Billy Joel serenades ex-wife Christie Brinkley during his show at his Madison Square Garden concert in New York. He and Christie had just started dating when she appeared in the iconic music video. An Uptown Girl, then, now, and forever.
And here's something you may not know. The song originally was entitled Uptown Girls, plural, before Billy Joel made it about just one Uptown Girl. When we come back, what one little girl dragged in. Finally today, it is not what she thinks.
This little cutie thinks she's found a dead snake. Guess what?
You've got a snake in your hand. And
oh no, it's alive.
Oh, good God.
Oh. Oh, now somebody's got to catch it. That's Inside Edition. Thank you for watching.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.